Le Nord gagna pour des raisons économiques. Won. To win. Won. We can. Au présent, we could. On a pu. Par exemple, they could make guns. Ils pouvaient faire des armes ou construire des armes. They could make guns. Can, could. Have, avoir. Had, c'est le passé. The North had factories. Le Nord avait des usines. Il pouvait faire des armes. Il pouvait construire des armes. The North had factories. They could make guns. Ou bien encore, perhaps we could contrast the Civil War with other wars. Peut-être pourrions-nous faire un contraste entre la guerre civile et d'autres guerres. Perhaps we could contrast. Can, could. You have just heard part one of lesson number 86 of English USA. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de la leçon numéro 86 d'English USA. In a few minutes, we'll be back for part two. You will learn more about comparing events in the past. Aimez-vous l'histoire américaine? La guerre civile, the Civil War, était une période très importante dans l'histoire américaine. Et vous, pourriez-vous comparer une période déterminée de l'histoire de votre pays avec une autre? C'est ce que vous allez faire dans la seconde partie de cette leçon. You will learn more about comparing events. Restez à l'écoute, so stay with us. Many thanks to the listeners who have written. Merci à tous les auditeurs qui ont écrit. Many thanks and encouragement to Abdou Aman Ibrahim, directeur régional du génie rural à Tombouctou, au Mali. Merci encore à Monsieur Abdou Aman Ibrahim pour sa lettre. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Welcome back to part 2 of lesson number 86 of English USA. Martin continue sa conversation avec un professeur d'histoire américaine, with a professor of American history. Il parle de la guerre civile. They're talking about the Civil War. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à comparer des événements qui se sont déroulés dans le passé. Par exemple, le professeur dit, In the past, the best army would win the war. Dans le passé, la meilleure armée gagnait la guerre. In modern days, the one with money usually wins the war. Dans les temps modernes, d'habitude, c'est celle qui a le plus d'argent qui gagne. Écoutons la conversation entre Martin et l'historien.
Professor Atkins, why are so many Americans interested in the Civil War? Most people can't imagine fighting their own people. All war is terrible, but a civil war is the worst. Many countries have had civil wars, unfortunately, but many people feel it's also important to keep a country together. Abraham Lincoln felt that way in 1861. Many of the American people felt that way too. You said the Civil War was the first modern war. What did you mean? It wasn't modern in the way soldiers fought. Mostly the soldiers did the same thing soldiers had done in earlier wars. World War I was more modern. There was modern equipment, new technology. The way soldiers fought was different. Then what did you mean that the Civil War was modern? In the reasons the North won, not in the fighting itself. Okay. Some historians say the South had a better military, but the North won the war.
How did the North win then?
They won economically.
What does that mean?
The North had the factories. They could make the guns and clothes and things the soldiers needed.
And the South had few factories.
That's right. In the past, the biggest and best armies won wars. In modern wars, the ones with the most money and the most factories usually win.
What are some other contrasts between the Civil War and later wars?
For Americans?
Let's talk about Americans first.
More soldiers died in the Civil War. More than 600,000 died in the Civil War. About 116,000 died in World War I.
What else?
In World War I, most of the battles were in Europe. There were none in the U.S. The damage was done in Europe.
I understand.
It was even worse after World War II.
In what way?
The damage in World War II was worse.
Because of the modern technology?
Yes. Everything was more deadly. The war caused more deaths. It damaged more things.
What kinds of things?
Factories, of course. Transportation, especially railroads and trains. Shipping. Nearly all the harbors were destroyed. Some agriculture and housing. Many cities or parts of cities were destroyed.
That was very different from the Civil War battlefields.
Écoutez ces phrases qui comparent des situations et des événements différents.
Soldiers from the north were on that hill.
Soldiers from the south were over there.
The north had the factories.
And the south had few factories.
More than 600,000 died in the Civil War.
About 116,000 died in World War I.
Most of the battles were in Europe.
There were none in the U.S.
Essayez de répondre aux questions de Martin, mais écoutez d'abord l'exemple qui vous est donné. L'exemple. Martin dit quelque chose et le professeur répond aussi en disant quelque chose d'autre, toujours en parlant dans le passé. Donc c'est une comparaison. 45 people lived in this building. 45 personnes vivaient dans ce bâtiment. Le professeur dit lui aussi 15 people lived in that building. Une quinzaine de personnes vivaient dans ce bâtiment. Maintenant, à vous d'essayer.
45 people lived in this building.
15 people lived in that building.
On Monday, I go to work.
On Monday, I go to work. Vous pouviez dire, on Friday, I go to work.
I lived in Chicago.
Et vous, vous pouvez répondre, I lived in Kinshasa.
On Friday, we went to town.
Et vous, vous pouvez dire, on Saturday, we went to town. And that's it for lesson number 86 of English USA. Nous arrivons à la fin de la leçon 86 d'English USA. Vous pourrez maintenant comparer la guerre civile américaine, peut-être, avec une guerre française ou une guerre africaine. Mais ne pensant même pas à la guerre, on entend souvent dire que tout change. Vos parents, par exemple, vos grands-parents, décrivent leur vie, leur enfance, comme si c'était un autre monde. Et ils ont raison, la vie change rapidement. Donc, au lieu de faire la comparaison d'une guerre, pensez plutôt à votre vie en la comparant à celle de vos parents ou à celle de vos grands-parents. Comparez les changements que vous observez. In the meantime, entre-temps, have a great practice. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde.
Ryan B. Fever. Hey gros. Forest Camp. Mohamed Lamine. Aïe. Magic System. Mon copé. Aïe. C'est le son du tiers, mon écoute, on est entre nous. Ici à Abidjan, on compte sur vous. 113, c'est lui et moi. Et ce son, c'est fait pour vous. Pourquoi?
solide, hein. Aïe. Parfumé jusqu'aux pieds, bijoux en top, non.
C'est pas grave.
T'as mis les choses sur croco mais sans chaussettes, hein.
Ça c'est grave.
Wesh, une girage, t'es que les
pour chacun, VOA Afrique.
Voix Afrique avec la meilleure musique et des infos de la Voix de l'Amérique.
That I didn't know. What did you think? I was putting you off.